truth.
You're listening to Truth Revolution Radio. We're broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network out of rainy San Francisco. This is the official broadcast of truthaction.org. This is your show for 9/11 Truth Action. We're taking action for 9/11 truth and justice, and we're not stopping until we get justice. We're growing a truth revolution. Action by action, person by person. Defying the inertia of the sleepwalking masses who appear to be willing to put up with any kind of atrocity, ongoing atrocities. Based on lies, we're defying this inertia. We're pushing through. We're doing something that's never been done before. Totally grassroots, scraped up out of nothing, growing, spreading, forcing even the seemingly impenetrable, complicit corporate media, forcing them to acknowledge us time after time after time, breaking through the slander and the smears and the lies, the cover-up that goes on for years. This is not JFK. We're not going away. We're building momentum. We're growing a truth revolution. Next weekend, February 11th, it's actually next Monday, marks the one-year anniversary of the campaign for International Days of Truth Action on the 11th day of every month, Until Justice. This campaign that says, every 30 days, it says we speak together through our united action around the world, and we tell everyone we're not going away. We keep coming back, and we'll keep coming back together and stronger, more of us in more locations, every few weeks, united in action. This is not about the Bush administration, although we know we've got a lot of people in that administration who need to be held account for the crimes of September 11th, 2001, the crime of the century that never got a criminal investigation. No criminal investigation for the crime of the century, for this defining event that in turn has been used to launch a global war on terror, so-called. This greatest event in history, this paradigm-setting event, this crime, this mass murder of 3,000 individuals in New York City, an unexplained, unsolved murder, no matter how you slice it, it was uninvestigated. And I can't go on. I can't live my life in a world that just watches this happen and doesn't do anything. And we've got millions and millions of people who have come to question the events of that day, that crime that has been used as the pretext for an endless war. They've told us that this is a 100-year war, that this is an endless war. We won't accept that. We won't go on. 1 million dead Iraqis. 1 million. Who have died as a result of violence in Iraq since the United States of America invaded that country in 2003. That's aside from all the people who have died due to a lack of food, lack of energy, basic resources. Some 4.7 million Iraqi citizens, one-fifth of the population, have been forcibly displaced within and outside their country by the U.S. occupation and the policies of the sectarian governments it installed since the illegal invasion of Iraq in 2003. This is from globalresearch.ca. It is a human catastrophe, a national tragedy, and a destabilizing factor for the region. This exodus has been labeled the fastest growing humanitarian crisis on the planet, unprecedented in size since the 1948 Nakba that uprooted at least 1 million Palestinians from their land. This is why I take action for 9/11 Truth. If you care about these Iraqis, the people that we, quote unquote, we are slaughtering, are allowing to be massacred, if you care about them, I'd love to hear from you. Because it really just makes me sick going on, watching stuff, watching people go about their lives, and tolerating this. And then watching the established anti-war peace movement continue to blockade information and inquiry into the foundational event of this war. And this is really the top of the established anti-war peace movement, because the people, the rank and file, the real people, more and more of them have questions about 9/11. More and more of them are realizing that nothing's going to stop this war, this ongoing global war on terror. Nothing's going to stop it except the truth about 9/11. And more of us every day know about that. We're spreading around the world. We're seeping into every aspect of society. I mean, the corporate media in this country is so crazy, so entrenched in their blockade against the truth of 9/11, and we're even cracking into them. And they try to deride us. They try to smear us. They've gotten so desperate that they've tried to smear us as terrorists. They cannot address serious issues civilly. They tell us we need medication. You've got Bill Maher saying that. Michael Shermer, of the so-called Skeptics Society. Michael Shermer thought he did away with this topic, sometime last year, and that he could just write it off. And in turn, he's being confronted at every turn on his current book tour. And he's had to write about how he's being stalked by the 9/11 truthers. He just recently called us a pack of liars. He called this whole movement, this grassroots movement that is demanding justice for the family members of 9/11, for the first responders, for the people all around the world who are dying in the name of this lie, the people who are demanding justice, who are demanding a criminal investigation. We're all a pack of liars, but he can't answer a straight question. We saw a really great confrontation, a questioning of Michael Shermer just recently by, like I said, he's been confronted everywhere he's going, and he needs to continue to be confronted. But this most recent questioning of him I've seen was by the San Diego 9/11 Truth Group. We have that up on the front page of truthaction.org, and you can also click on the link and find out where Michael Shermer is going to be next if you'd like to help out, continue to question him and question him about his slanders and his smears and his avoidance of serious questions and his his professing to be a skeptic. As he slanders and smears the skeptics of this crime, this paradigm-creating crime of 9/11 that's never been investigated. I'd like to hear from you if you care about those 1 million Iraqis. We've got some time in this first hour. Second hour of the show, we're going to be talking to Bruno and Katie and Jeremy from We Are Change LA. They just posted another really great video questioning another player in this global war on terror. They confronted David Frum, the man who allegedly coined the term Axis of Evil. And that's another great questioning of someone who's got some answering to do. We've got John Gold on the line from Pennsylvania. Hey, John, how's it going?
Hey, Cosmos. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I really like what I saw coming out of Wayne, Pennsylvania, earlier this week.
Thank you very much. That was a pleasure, an honor, and, you know, Betsy deserves so much credit for that.
Yeah, why don't you tell our listeners what happened there for people who aren't aware?
Well, we've been doing this 9/11 Truth Tuesdays thing every Tuesday in January and February. And on the 29th, we had a special event that had 9/11 family member Bob McElveen, Jersey girl Lori Van Auken, and Mindy Kleinberg. Mindy was unfortunately sick. John Field was supposed to be there. He was in the hospital the day before. He's doing better now. I took his spot on the panel. Dylan was there, Dylan Avery, and Ray Nowoshelski. And we watched Loose Change Final Cut at 7. About 70 or so people showed up. And then at 7, we showed 9/11 Press for Truth. And it was absolutely a joy. I was sitting in front of Lori and Bob right next to Ray Nowoshelski, and you can hear Lori and Bob talking about the movie, you know, making little remarks. And, like, it was pretty cool. Like, a picture would come up of Lori and Kristen in the movie, and then she would tell us what they were thinking when that picture was shot. It was really cool. really good experience.
So what was the response from the crowd? Newcomers? People waking up?
Betsy says that there were 15% choir. And I don't know how accurate that was, but I do know that there were people there who had never been exposed to this kind of information, which was great. The woman who sold us the ads for the local newspaper was there. And after watching 9/11 Press for Truth, she walked up to me and I said, "Now, do you understand why it is we do what we do?" And she looked like she was going to burst into tears, and she said yes. So, I mean, that makes you feel good. The questions and answers at the Freehouse restaurant were great. Everybody had good questions. You know, it was a thrill for me to be on the panel with them, obviously, with everybody on that panel.
Did you get a sense, I mean, how do these family members feel about what's going on right now, where we are, where we're going, what we're going to do about this? And we are coming up to a break. Stay with us, John, because I'd like to hear about that. And also, I want to talk to you a bit about what's going on with Zellico and all this stuff with the commission. We'll be right back on Truth Revolution Radio. Truth Revolution Radio. We're broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. This is the official broadcast of truthaction.org. This is your show for 9/11 Truth Action, and we are heading up to the one-year anniversary of the campaign for International Days of Truth Action on the 11th day of every month until justice. We are not going away until we get justice. We're going to put an end to these 9/11 wars and invasions. This global war on terror, this destruction of our civil liberties. We're going to get justice for the family members of 9/11, for the people that died that day, and for all the people who have died in the name of those people all around the world. Now, we're talking to John Gold out of Pennsylvania. John's been doing a series of 9/11 Truth Tuesdays at the local Anthony Wayne Theater in Wayne, Pennsylvania, showing 9/11 Press for Truth and films like Loose Change, Final Cut, Dust and Deceit, every Tuesday in Wayne, Pennsylvania. Been doing it for about a month now, right, John?
Yep. it's been going slowly at first, but obviously Tuesday we had a nice turnout. And hopefully, you know, people will start bringing other people, and attendance will gradually get better. One of the things you mentioned is a million Iraqis. You know, do you remember when it was 100,000?
And yes.
250, and then 650, and now it's a million. You know,
and the thing is, it's like that 1 million figure. I mean, that's not even the total. You know, that's the people who've died from violent conflict,
right,
you know, since the beginning of this. Not even including the millions of people who've been, you know, injured, starved, displaced.
Right.
I mean, it's just this colossal tragedy. And like I said in the first segment, I can't stand to live my life. I mean, it just makes me sick. You know, I can't live with this, especially knowing what I know about 9/11. And we know that that's, you know, no matter how twisted that story is, that's the basis for all this.
Right. It's blood on our hands, unfortunately. You know, and that's one of the reasons we do what we do. It's one of the big reasons we do what we do. You know, and you ask the direction the family members want to go into, you know, they want an investigation. They want to know how their loved ones passed away or how their loved ones were murdered. Not passed away. They were murdered. And they want to know how and why it happened. And obviously, you know, the family members are becoming more active again. They were interested in the New York Ballot Initiative. They were kind enough to show themselves this past Tuesday. You know, they were in Hartford in November. They're becoming active again, and I think it's a good thing. You know, the very fact that family members are calling for a new investigation, to me, is reason enough to have a new investigation. And yet people are constantly trying to shoot us down, you know, with the labels, you know, conspiracy theorists, wacko, nut, loony.
Sure, but this can't last forever. And the thing is, I mean, we're not going to go away, you know. And like I said in the first segment, this isn't just about the Bush administration, you know. And people have been saying, you know, people in the truth movement, and I'm sure a lot of people who have some serious answering to do are hoping, you know, that this is something that's going to die out, you know, as soon as they can, you know, switch the regime, you know, get Hillary in there, or whatever's going to happen, you know, that will kill us, that will shut it off, because this is just about going after Bush. But it's not. You know, because Hillary supports this, you know, this paradigm, this war on terrorism, you know, and it's all based on this 9/11 stuff. And they've been
saying that, you know, politicians come and go, but the system is always in play. And it's that system that enabled the 9/11 attack. You know, it's got to be corrected. And yes, the Bush administration has an involvement, obviously.
Obviously, and we need to hold these individuals to account. This is something that I want to be talking about more and more in the upcoming months, is just, you know, bracing ourselves, preparing ourselves, setting the stage, and knowing that we're not going away. You know, no matter what happens in this election cycle, I want to see us as a movement. The day after the elections in November, I want to see, like, immediately, I want us to surge like never before in this movement and demonstrate, make a showing, and let everyone know that it's not over, that they can't get away that easy, and that we're not going away until we get justice.
Well, you know, why can't they come out now? I mean, there was massive news that came out yesterday.
We've got so much news coming out. It's just incredible. Just in this past week, it just shows. But which are you talking about?
Well, you know, in the past month, we've had the CIA tapes. We've had the one that just the Sibel Edmonds story from the London Times, and now, you know, in the last 2 days, we've had this news about Zelikow, about how, you know, he may have been taking direction from Karl Rove, and how there were staffers that hated Zelikow. You know, the family members of the Jersey Girls themselves called for his resignation during the time of the 9/11 commission. Max Holland is saying that the, quote, crackpot conspiracy theorists have never been able to discredit or disrepute, I believe is the word he used, the 9/11 Commission, yet we've done that 1,000 times over, and the Jersey Girls were the first ones to do it, and they were ignored. This, you know, this news about Zelikow, it's obviously not news that Zelikow is discredited as a 9/11 executive director, but this is the first Keith Olbermann covered it. This is huge. You know, the fact that they called for his resignation gives them so much credibility in calling for a new investigation.
Well, I mean, they've already got, you know, I mean, credibility to spare. I mean, we wouldn't have even seen this whitewash commission, this, you know, phony investigation if it wasn't for them, you know.
And here's a Here's a quote from Kristen Brautweiser from a long time ago. It is clear that Zelikow should never have been permitted to be a member of the commission. It is the mandate of the commission to identify the source of failures. We can now see that trail would lead directly to the staff director himself. And that was a long time ago. And yet Max Holland is saying the crap, you know, whatever he's saying.
Well, they're trying to get out ahead of this story and do damage control. And, I mean, it was pretty funny how they put out that Max Holland piece before, you know, anyone's even had a chance to read this this new book that's come out.
Right. Here's what I wrote today in a comment on 9/11 Blogger. I said, can we have a real investigation now? An investigation that, one, investigates the, quote, investigation and its investigators. Two, investigates every possible aspect of the 9/11 attack. Three, has family members from the original steering committee on the investigative panel, as well as what may be considered, quote, 9/11 experts, Paul Thompson and a few others come to mind. Has full subpoena power with no questions asked, is not stopped in its tracks by words like national security, classified, and state secrets privilege, does not have anyone from the Beltway involved, will hold anyone responsible for blatant criminality accountable. Please. You know, that's what we're working for.
Thank you, John. That sums it up pretty well. Is that too much to ask? No, I don't think so. We're demanding justice for these crimes, for the family members.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
We're back. In the second half of the first hour of Truth Revolution Radio, we're broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. Truth Revolution Radio, the official broadcast of truthaction.org. We're growing a truth revolution. And there's a great new edit of Scott Noble's film, Truth Revolution, which you can check out on the front page of truthaction.org. Truth Revolution is a great little movie that documents the campaign that we started 1 year ago on February 11th, 2007, the campaign for International Days of Truth Action on the 11th day of every month until justice, meaning we're not going away. And this little film documents how we grew, how we started out in three locations in the United States and spread around the world over the course of a few months, and how we're not stopping until we get justice. We've been talking to John Gold out of Pennsylvania. John, I asked you this before, and you told me a little bit. I mean, I asked you, you know, you had this evening recently with a bunch of the family members of 9/11 at this special night, this showing of Loose Change, Final Cut, Press for Truth in Wayne, Pennsylvania. And I asked you, you know, where these folks are standing now, how they feel about where we are and where we're going. And, of course, these people have been fighting for a real investigation into 9/11, have been demanding the truth about 9/11 for years now, for 6.5 years now. But did you get a sense from them about where they feel we need to go now?
Well, I can't speak for them, but, you know, they were extremely happy that there was such a turnout on Tuesday night. And, I don't know what avenues in particular they want us to pursue. You know, if there's a prosecutor somewhere or someone willing to undertake something, you know, I don't know. But to me, it seems like they are now focusing on getting the word out that we were like them. Obviously, we've been doing that for a long time, and they have as well, but not to the extent they have recently. So,
and for a while, we saw some of these family members who, of course, had been very active and put their whole lives into the attempt to get a real investigation into 9/11. We've seen some of them, you know, drop out for a bit, or we just haven't heard from them recently. You know, the Jersey girls, and recently we have been hearing more from them. I'm really glad that they're getting out and speaking out again.
You know, because they're somebody that other family members respect. They were the ones who fought to make Washington, D.C. investigate the 9/11 attack. They were the ones who got Washington, D.C. to investigate how all those people's loved ones died. And, you know, they have a lot of people's respect, so it's very good that they're coming out.
And we're going to be having family member Bob McElvain on the show in the next few weeks. Bob is pretty much, you know, not to play favorites or anything, but he really is my favorite speaker for the cause of 9/11 truth. So passionate.
I love Bob McElvain.
Me too. So real, so down to earth, so straightforward. I cannot wait to talk to Bob on this show. I really, really love that man. And, you know, I told him just the other day that, you know, it's pretty crazy for us hardcore truth activists who are in this constantly and have been for such a long time. You know, it gets pretty crazy because we're just the scrappiest little thing that ever came up from the grassroots ever, and we're up against these unspeakable, seemingly insurmountable odds, and it just gets crazy to focus on this, you know, continually. But we know we have to. I personally can't stop, but, you know, sometimes, of course, you know, you get discouraged. You're like, what's going on? What, you know, when I get to the point where it's just like, what the hell? I play a video of Bob McElvain speaking, and it rejuvenates my spirit, my motivation to do this, really hits right home to the reasons why I'm not stopping.
As I said, you know, when I first heard Bob McElvain speak, from the 9/11 omission hearing, September 9th, 2004, he was the first 9/11 family member I was exposed to crying. And his tears, you know, told me that what I was doing was right, that I was doing the right thing. And so, you know, when Bob McElvain speaks, I listen.
Yeah, I listen too, and he's a man. I mean, that's the thing. That's the really sick thing about this corporate media blockade. You know, they'll give, you know, they're smears and they're attacks, and they will not even acknowledge the fact that there's people like Bob McElvain who have been speaking out.
You know, local papers, little small papers, not the national attention.
Yeah, all this Zellico stuff that's just coming out now, and do you see it acknowledged that the family members demanded
for his resignation,
that he resign years ago? You know,
you know,
like, oh, no, no, he's fine. He's.
Okay,
let's take a call. Let's, John, take a call with me. We've got Carl from Montreal on the line. Hey, Carl, how's it going? All right, maybe Carl isn't there. Let's give him one more chance. Carl, do you hear me? All right. We tried to take Carl's call. But yeah, Bob McElvain will be joining us on Truth Revolution Radio within the next couple of weeks. And I think I'd like to try to get some other family members on that show as well and do a special family members show.
That's a great idea.
I mean, they're a big part of my commitment to this, and I think, you know, I mean, it's just like the most basic part of exposing 9/11, demanding the truth about 9/11, is getting the justice for the people who were killed in that day.
Exactly. I wanted to congratulate you on your anniversary.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's great. You know, I know I've been following this obviously since the inception, and every month there's more people doing it. And all over the world, it's just a great thing. And I thank you for doing it.
Thanks, John.
All right, I'm going to head out.
All right, John, thanks for calling in. Thanks for the news, and thanks for the great work you're doing out there. Keep it up.
All right, thank you, Cosmo.
All right, man, take care. So, yeah, we're not going away. This is not about the Bush administration by any means at all. Of course, it has a lot to do with them. But when they try to, we've got this, we've got this empire we're dealing with, this oligarchy, and they do a little merry-go-round, stopgap, pressure release deal every 4 years with this fraudulent election cycle. This Tweedledum, Tweedledee choice we get. And they're going to try to blow off a lot of pressure this year and get us to stop. Get us to stop seeking justice. And I want all of us who know what's going on with 9/11, all of us who are dedicated to this cause, all of us who know that we can't stop, there's no way we can possibly stop until we get justice. I want all of us to plan ahead, to brace ourselves, to prepare, to show everyone immediately after this election coming up in November, we're going to show them like never before that we're not going away. I want to see more action than ever before. And we're going to be kicking ass all year long right up until then. We'll go over some of the actions this week in action, 9/11 truth action, when we get back after this break on Truth Revolution Radio, the official broadcast of truthaction.org. Revolution Radio, broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. My name is Cosmos, I'm your host, and this is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. We are growing a truth revolution. We're doing something that has never been done before. We're a grassroots movement, the likes of which the world has never seen before. We want answers for 9/11. We want the truth about 9/11. We want a real, independent criminal investigation into the crime of the century that was never investigated, the crime that was used to launch a global war on terror, so-called, a crime that was used to trample all over our civil liberties, to restrict our freedoms, to empower a mad rush to a high-tech police state to fuel all this fear. We're not going away. And next week, February 11th, 2008, is the one-year anniversary of a campaign that we started, a campaign that has spread around the world, International Days of Truth Action on the 11th day of every month, Until Justice. we're showing you that we're not going away. We're just going to keep hitting it and keep building and keep growing, person by person, action by action. Getting the demand for 9/11 truth, the demand of the family members for justice, getting it visible, getting out there, doing outreach in our communities, one-on-one education and awareness raising, talking to people. The very basis of our activism, talking to people, one-on-one, out in our communities. Confronting people in the government and in the complicit criminal corporate media, questioning them, demanding answers. Demanding that they acknowledge us. We're not letting them get away with this. We still got Carl from Montreal hanging on the line here. We tried to bring him up before. Carl, are you there? I thought I'd give you one more chance here.
Hello.
Hey, Carl.
Can you hear me? It's not Carl. It's John from Australia.
Oh, it's John. Wow.
I don't know how you got that mixed up. I thought that might have been the case. But
wow. So has that been you this whole time? This is John Bursell from Sydney, Australia. Welcome to the show, John.
It was lucky I got on then, because I was running out of time. I've got to get back to work.
Yeah,
so I just rang in to have a chat. We're going to be out on the 11th of February. Now that I've resolved my issues at work, I'm going to be out there anyway.
Excellent.
Got leave today, so I'm going to be out there. And,
very good to hear.
We've got some big plans coming up in March with the conference that was announced on Blogger a few days back. And I had some news about we're getting some fight over here in Australia now. Where I think I told you on the phone that the Powerhouse Museum, which we'd spent months negotiating with to get a good price, and half the staff were truthers and were well on board. Then the executive come down after the contract signed, after the deposits paid of many, many thousand dollars. They turn around on Friday and the lowest secretary of the lot rings up and says it's cancelled for no reason, operational reasons. What does that
mean? Operational reasons.
Maybe there's something caught in the sewer or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Huh. So we can have a place to do the conference?
Well, it's funny, mate. They push and then we push back. We had a new venue within a couple of hours. Someone found another venue for us. So
good.
No problem at all. And it's better and it's cheaper. So, but
yes.
We're not going to announce where it is until it's a bit closer, so they can't break the contract.
Cool. And this is the Truth Now Tour conference going on in Sydney.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
In Sydney, Australia, on March, what are the dates?
14th to 16th, the evening of the 14th and both days over the weekend. Yeah, so that's, and as you know, we've got some really good speakers confirmed. There might be a little bit of a change to the speaker list. We've just picked up Ken Jenkins from 9/11 TV. Who's going to be speaking, and obviously we've got the 9/11 TV crew coming over, which is great news, and we've got them working with activists here and crews, so everybody better see it if they can't come. Yeah, but there might be some other minor tuning of the list. But basically,
got Stephen Jones on the lineup.
The big names are confirmed, and Stephen Jones, Bob Bowman, Barry Zwicker, and a couple of doctors from Australia, Frank Legg, who's a chemist, and he's written quite a few papers for the Journal of 9/11 Studies, and also Dr. David Leffer, who's an architect, a doctor of architecture at Sydney University, which is a really great thing to have him on board. He's a local scholar. And also we've got Ian Woods, the publisher of Global Outlook, who's a really interesting guy, and obviously he's got a very broad perspective. There's a few other people speaking as well, but they're sort of the names that you guys would be familiar with, I suppose.
And I'm happy to say that I'm going to be joining you guys there.
That's right. I was just going to say, Colin
yes.
is coming over to speak about activism, and he'll be speaking.
Yeah, I'm very psyched, and we're going to be taking action out on the street on March 11th in Sydney, Australia. I'm very excited to, I'm looking forward to joining you guys out there on the street, taking action with you on the 11th day of March.
And how good was it that we were the first international place to go, and then you're there directly after the anniversary? It just worked out great.
Exactly. It's going to be an honor to join you guys on the street there on the 11th day of March, a few days before this conference starts. So this is like the first major 9/11 Truth Conference in Australia. Where can folks find out, what's the best place for folks to find out information about this event?
Well, we had a bit of problems with the truthnowtour.com website. It got hacked the first day it was up. I'm not sure why, but obviously we've got a pretty active government like you guys. But we're going to sort of split it up now. So we'll have two places that people can go just to prevent any problems with that. So they can go to 911oz.com for information. There's not a page up there at the moment, but there's the news story, and you can link to pay for tickets there. Or if you just go to the truthnowtour.com website, you can buy a ticket there as well. And the information will be displayed at both websites once we get the program completed. I'm just in the process now of talking to the speakers and going through all those different things that you have to do to come up with the program, and we should have that out within a week or so. We've just got to have a committee meeting. You know, these things, the community things, so everybody sort of has to agree on exactly what's going to happen, so we've got to go through that process. But obviously that prevents it being hijacked by any one person.
Excellent.
Yeah, and you're going to speak, I'm not sure exactly what about, but we'll have to have that conversation too, I suppose. But I imagine it'll be about activism and the 11th of every month campaign, no doubt.
No doubt. Yeah. I'm going to be really happy to talk to these people over there. So you're saying that we've already got people coming over from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Popping over to Australia.
And people coming from Perth, as you know, the Perth group's very active, and there'll be quite a few of those fellows coming over and ladies. And also we've got, I think it's one lady and one fellow coming from New Zealand already. So, yeah, and I expect we'll have people probably from all around the Pacific, as we're sort of the hub, I suppose. Sydney's the hub of that area. Most people will fly in to get to meet people like yourself and get involved with learning more about 9/11 so they can spread the word.
Yeah. And Australia has been, well, Australia's been right there with the actions on the 11th. You guys, like you said, you were the first international location outside of the U.S. to join us there in Sydney. And we've also seen actions in Perth and Melbourne, too, I believe. So
And Brisbane. But some of the groups,
Brisbane, you know, yes.
Some of the groups have come and gone, but the people are still there. I think after our election, it really sort of died off. We had that paradigm change or that change of government, and that sort of really softened everything a little bit here. People are hopeful of change, but so far we've seen nothing.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be getting out of Iraq, and now we're not really getting out. We're sort of pretending to get out. So basically everything goes on as per usual.
Well, we're looking towards dealing with that here this year in the U.S., and they're going to, you know, I'm sure the ruling class, the warmongers, are planning to have that effect on us here in the United States. But as we're going to be talking about more and more over the next coming months, it's not going to happen. They're SOL. We're just going to keep building and keep growing. And, man, the day after the election's here, we're going to show them. We're going to show them that we're not going away. Not at all.
Okay, Cosmos, it was good talking to you. I can hear the
music.
Yeah,
John.
But, hopefully we'll see a few Americans out here. We'll love to have you. We'll try to help you with accommodation, and the weather's going to be great. So,
all right.
If you want to come across, come across.
Throw out that website again.
Truthnowtour.com, or go to 911oz.com. That's O-Z. 911oz.com.
All right. Thanks, John. That's John Bursell from Sydney, Australia. Looking forward to joining you in the streets of Sydney on the 11th day of March. Visiting the good people of Australia. We're taking 9/11 Truth action all around the world. We're not stopping until justice. We will be right back after this break for the second hour of Truth Revolution Radio. We're going to be talking to Bruno and Katie from We Are Change LA. Welcome to the second hour of our show. This is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. We're broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. This is your show for 9/11 Truth Action. We're growing a truth revolution. We're coming up on the first anniversary of the campaign for International Days of Truth Action on the 11th day of every month until justice. We're not going away. And if you haven't joined us, you've got to join us. Even if you're just one person, this is the perfect time to join us. If you know what's up, if you have, that's one of the great things about the 11th, is it really provides a great opportunity to jump on, to hop off the fence and out into the street, to get involved, to get visible in your community. If you've never taken action, a decisive, visible action for 9/11 truth and gotten out and done outreach in your community, talk to people, do, you know, you don't need a bullhorn. You don't need to be screaming 9/11 was an inside job. You don't need 20 or 50 people. A lot of new groups have been started through this campaign, through one or two people deciding to go out alone, knowing that they won't be really alone because there's people all over the world who are taking action with them at the same time on the 11th day of the month. People who've been willing to go out as one person and stand alone for 9/11 truth and justice on the 11th day. And slowly but surely, and sometimes not that slowly, have attracted others in their community to join them. You get out in the street for 9/11 truth, you start talking to people in your community, you find out that you're not as alone as you thought you were. And this isn't such a taboo topic as the corporate media wants you to believe. Because everyone's talking about it everywhere. And that's another part of what we're doing when we get out and we get visible for 9/11's truth. We're smashing this taboo. We're doing away with this taboo, this false taboo, that we shouldn't talk about this. That we can talk, you know, the Bush administration lied about everything under the sun except 9/11. It's BS. And millions of people know that. And more every day. So if you haven't taken action for 9/11 truth yet, join us. And this first anniversary of this campaign, this ongoing campaign, this campaign that is spreading around the world and is not stopping, we are not stopping until we get justice. Join us on the first anniversary. This next Monday, February 11th. This hour, we're going to be talking to some activists from one of the brightest and most creative and most active 9/11 truth groups in the country. We Are Change LA. We've been seeing so many great actions from them this year, and they're just getting started. We've got Bruno and Katie from We Are Change LA on the line. Welcome to the show, guys.
How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, Cosmos?
Hey, it's so great to have you guys on the show.
We're really looking forward to seeing you on Friday.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see you guys, too. Let's tell folks what we're doing next weekend.
Yeah, on Sunday, we're having the South California Convergence, but now it's the California Convergence, and that's what it's all about. We just keep making it bigger and bigger, and Cosmos is coming down. And it's an honor to have them. We're having a big rally in San Diego in Balboa Park. If you go to any of the 9/11 meetup groups in California, there, I think everyone is telling their members about it. It's going to be really big. Cosmos is going to be there. Luke Radowski, the founder of We Are Change, is coming over from New York, and he's going to be there. And it's going to be if you haven't done it before, we get like 150 people together, and there may be more this time. It is intense. I mean, just to be around that many people. Yes, we're hoping anyone makes the effort to get down there, and we're just going to keep growing and make it into a California movement.
If you want to see some of our other marches, we have them online on our our page on YouTube.com, profile user equals We Are Change LA. You can go on there and check us out. We've got any big march that we've done, we have video from it. I'm out there running around with my camera, so I'm hardly in them, but you'll be able to see what goes on. And I believe we have David Ray Griffin also is going to be speaking that night at 4 p.m., that afternoon at 4 p.m. down there, and we're going to be supporting that as well.
And that's a great YouTube account to check out, the We Are Change LA YouTube account. You will see all kinds of great videos on there, not just the big marches that they've been doing. And you guys have been making a lot of progress with these larger regional gatherings. I believe it was, what was it, November 11th?
Yeah, 11-11 was the first one in Santa Monica. And we had, you know, people from all over, including even someone from Florida came, and Las
wow.
Vegas. And, yeah, it's all about that. It's making contact with other what we call 9/11 truthers, you know, people out there trying to just wake up others, and getting together is the best feeling in the world, and these are the best people you can imagine. I mean, the energy is so intense, and everyone just ends up with smiles on their face. It's such an intense feeling.
And the response from the, for lack of a better term, from the audience is outrageous. We had people running out of restaurants in Santa Monica, screaming and jumping for joy that there is a truth movement. People just want to know that something is happening. We get a lot of feedback out there on the street as we're doing truth actions, as we're handing out information, as we're handing out DVDs. Oh, I know, I've heard all this. I said, well, come on out with us. It's important that people see that there is a movement, that there are people who care enough to get out and do something about it, to wake up people who don't know yet.
Yeah, that's a very important part of what we're doing, and the street actions, the visibility actions, the public outreach that we do, getting out there and getting visible. I mean, that's such a big part of it, is because we know that millions of Americans and people all around the world have serious questions about this, very rightfully so. Millions of people want a real investigation into this. But like I was just saying about the taboo, the social taboo, that's what we're doing. We're smashing the social taboo. We're showing people that not only is it okay to talk about this, but there's people everywhere who care about this enough to get out there and get visible and actually do it. So it's not just waking up the people who aren't even aware of these issues at all, but really encouraging and motivating the people who do but won't talk about it. Or don't know that there's people talking about it.
Yeah, and it goes even beyond. I mean, it gets to the point where you realize that when you're in the movement, you're not miserable. You're happy. It's the passion, the intensity, the satisfaction of waking up others. It's so satisfying. You're so happy to be part of it. And it's almost like, you know, anyone who thinks, oh, why are they even care? You know, what? Why don't they, you know, why are they focused on this thing? No, but it's not, the intensity and the energy is so positive and so, it's rejuvenating. It's, you know, to be a part of it is, for lack of better word, it's just so satisfying. It's just this is the bliss. I mean, to be able to be a part of this movement, this historical movement at a critical point where we're waking up others to what is going on is, I'm so thankful that I'm a part of it. And I'm, you know, want to encourage everyone, anyone who's has not garnered up the courage to just go outside on the 11th, this great campaign you started, and just start there on the 11th and get out. And realize, even if you're by yourself with a sign, and you just have flyers, just make simple flyers to hand out to encourage others. Just doing that, you realize, I mean, you go home so satisfied.
It's incredibly fulfilling. It's an amazing feeling. Just knowing that we are on the side of truth and justice, it fills you with just, I don't know how to explain it other than that you just got to go out there and experience it. Another great thing to do is to do the truth squatting. And, you know, you get yourself another person with a camera or a couple of people. We just did a truth squad of David Frum, I guess it was last week or a couple weeks ago, I guess now. And he's a neocon. He's the one who's famous for coining the phrase axis of evil. He's a speechwriter for the administration. And it's amazing. We had all of the strength. We had all of the power. We are the ones that look like the sane, sound individuals, and he just looked like a scared bunny, and all he could say is, oh, you need stronger medication. That was his line. You need stronger medication. And he just kept saying, you know, this little talking point of his as if it was going to get him out of the situation he was in, which is being confronted on camera by people who know what's going on. And it's an amazing feeling. Just go out there. Just go do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that need questioning, and you guys did such a brilliant job on David Frum. That's beautiful, beautiful work. You guys handled that so brilliantly. You're so direct and so polite, so reasonable. And this man, this coiner of the term axis of evil, he says, no, I'm not giving you a polite answer. No, I'm not. He's acknowledging that all he can do is be a jerk. And I think, and your directness, your even keel disposition, your politeness really just offsets, his unwillingness, the impossibility of him, interacting with you in a civil manner. And, it's really telling, beautiful work.
Thank you so much. I want to give credit to also to Stuart and Jeremy who were there.
Definitely.
And really got to give credit to everyone. And use that to encourage anyone else with a camera, just two people, well, someone with a camera and someone to talk, and just start. Even if you think, okay, the first time, we didn't really quite do it right. Don't worry. That's how you learn. Get out and do it again. It's so empowering to stand up to these people. And David Frum comes across like he is hiding something. It's obvious. Anyone who watches that, it's obvious he's hiding something.
Yeah, he looks scared and sick. What's that?
You always have to be polite. I mean, sometimes you got to kind of get in their faces a little bit. As long as you're articulate and you're direct and you have your facts in order, which we all do. Anybody who's looked at any of this research has enough that they can go out and talk to somebody, like when we talked to Henry Waxman. I mean, we didn't raise our voices, but, you know, the energy was there, and he knew in the room that we had him and that there was no way that we were going to buy his line called just on the impeachment issue. His line was, and I swear to God, I couldn't believe it came out of his mouth, we will not impeach because it will hurt our party. It will hurt the Democrats, so we think. So we're not going to do our jobs. We're not going to prosecute crimes. We're not going to take these fascist criminal treasonous jerks. I know I'm on the radio. I don't know what I can say, but you get the idea. They're not going to do their jobs. They're not going to honor their oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, because it won't be good for the freaking Democratic Party. It's just
well, at least you got an honest answer from him. I mean, it was probably the most honest thing you're going to get out of him is that it's all about the party. And I'm glad you brought up that Waxman video because that's skipped my mind. But that's pretty much that's one of the best confrontations of a politician I've ever seen. You guys just packed and you just hit them one after the other with these really solid, reasonable, strong, direct questions about 9/11 truth, and bam, just one after the other. He kept thinking he was done with it, and he kept getting another question. And it's like that just shows, I mean, that's a you can't brush us off. You guys did such a good job of that. Check out youtube.com/wearechangeLA to see that and so much more of the great work from this great group down in Los Angeles. And you guys' site is wearechangeLA.org?
That's correct.
Yes.
Cool.
I want to encourage everyone to look up 9-11.meetup.com and just go there and you'll find a meetup group, a 9/11 meetup group near you. And if there isn't one near you, start one.
And that's what's happening now. That's the momentum. That's what the 11th day of the month campaign has given birth to. People started those to gather so that they, to organize for the 11th of the month, and it's just growing. So much more has grown out of that. And that's go to truthaction.org, go to 9-11.meetup.com, and find others. You will quickly find others who want to wake up others, and that's where you start.
People don't realize that how many 9/11 meetup groups there are all over the country. I mean, I get emails from people like, oh, you know, I'm trying to find people here and here and there. And half the time, they're folks in a location where there already is a meetup, and just hook up with those guys. And, you know, if they're not taking action, if they're not, you know, if they're not an active group, well, then light a fire under their feet and, you know, and get them out there and get them active. And if there's not, start one up. And if you're anywhere in California, join us next weekend in San Diego. We're having a California Convergence.
February 10th at noon at Belmont Park.
On the anniversary of this campaign, we'll be right back on the other side of this break with Bruno and Katie from We Are Change LA on Truth Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio, we're back, broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. This is the official broadcast of truthaction.org. We are growing a truth revolution, one by one, person by person, action by action. And we've got two exceptionally dedicated truth activists on the line. I'm very happy to be joined today by Bruno and Katie from We Are Change LA out of Los Angeles. I had the great pleasure of meeting Bruno and Katie for the first time last week at a conference in Santa Cruz, California, the Truth Emergency 2008 conference, and maybe we can talk a little bit about that sometime in this hour. That was a great event. I've been a fan of your work for a long time. We've had a lot of different members of We Are Change LA on the show before. Some of them are frequent regulars on the show, but this is the first time we've been joined by you guys on the show, and I'm really glad to have you here today.
We're glad to be here.
Yes, I'm really honored. I'm really honored that you're going to be coming down to San Diego. Truly, it really is an honor. It's a one-year anniversary. It's going to be a special. It's going to be a really intense, special time. And it's just, we thank you so much for letting us to that you're spending the first anniversary with us. And I'm telling everyone in the Bay Area and in San Jose, Santa Barbara, everywhere in California.
Even if you're in Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona.
Nevada.
Colorado. I mean, we're looking to Colorado for August. We hear you guys out there. We hear you. Trust me, we hear you. And we're looking to come out there for the Democratic Convention. And that's what it's about. Come see us in San Diego. That's how we're building momentum here. Let's just keep building it. And we're looking to go up to the Bay Area and do a big rally there. And let's just keep it getting bigger. And
May, right?
Yeah, we're talking about doing another California Convergence, maybe on May 11th up here in San Francisco.
Maybe.
I think we should start laying the groundwork for it now and just keep doing it. Just keep doing these statewide convergences. And, it's really good for us, and it's really good for all the people we're going to be reaching to come together and take action together, and show everyone else and show us ourselves what it's like when we gather, you know, even more of us together, and really get some crowds together. And you guys have been doing that here and there over the last couple of months, and I'm so psyched that I'm going to be joining you guys, especially on the one-year anniversary. I'm really psyched about what we're going to be doing next weekend on the 10th of February in San Diego. Definitely want to put out the call to everyone all over California. Head down to San Diego for the 10th of February, and then we're going to be heading back up to Los Angeles to take action in the streets of Los Angeles on the 11th day of February, on the actual one-year anniversary. And I'm so psyched because, you know, your group, We Are Change LA, and the San Diego group are two of the, you know, brightest lights
Orange
in the truth movement. And you know, just groups that I love so much. And you know, your actions, the work you do is so inspiring. And both of these groups, you know, your actions just have taken us to the next level again and again and again. And we're all just getting started. I can't wait to be with you guys down there.
We got to mention Orange County. They're an amazing group, too, and they're going to be there. They've been at every other action. We've got some people in the Inland Empire that come out. All of Southern California is getting really, really active. It's just not L.A. and San Diego. I'd love to take the credit, but, you know, there's a lot of people down there active and doing stuff. And I say, let's just say it's going to happen in May. That's the way we do it. We pick a date. We say, okay, this is the date. It's going to happen. And then we let the energy hurdle us there, because there is a huge groundswell of just this burning desire for truth and justice that's just coming out of people everywhere. And all we're doing is just allowing that energy to carry us through and help us create actions. We're just sort of riding the intention, if you know what I mean. And the intention is for truth, justice, and to get our country back and back on track and get these mega madmen, these perpetrators, in jail and prison where they belong.
And mad women.
Yes.
And we're looking at Hillary, who just said the other day that she's the one you want to go for in the event of another terrorist attack. She's the one you can count on.
Yeah. She's so and scary.
For the next false flag attack. Yeah, and I do want to give a shout-out and props to Luke Radowski, who's coming out here from New York. He's the founder of We Are Change, and he was there with you on the first 11th of the month action. He organized that in New York.
Yes, indeed.
And it's going to be intense to have him out here on the first anniversary, and you and Luke. And, you know, he's the reason there's a We Are Change LA, because he started We Are Change in New York. And it's all the same energy, and We Are Change is another international movement. It's really working parallel. All these grassroots efforts are working parallel, and they're gravitating toward each other, and it's time for everyone to realize that that's happening and be a part of it. I mean, the call is out there for everyone to start gravitating towards others, to make connections with other cities. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Bay Area people. 9/11 Truthers, we know you're awesome. We want to see you in San Diego, and then we're gonna show our love when we come back up to see you guys.
Yes, I want to see us. Let's just say we're gonna do it now. Okay, it's a Sunday. It's perfect. It's just like this 10th coming up. It's a Sunday, May 11th. We can have California Convergence Number 2 up here in San Francisco. I want to see us all marching down Market Street.
Beautiful.
I think it's time we take Market Street, the main thoroughfare up here in San Francisco. The people here, the general public, is very supportive, very open to 9/11 truth. But the city could really use a kick in the pants, too. You know, it's like we need to see so many people know what's up. And, you know, I mean, proportionately, so few people are taking action, and we just have to. That's what I want to see more of this year is, you know, really, you know, when we go out and we do our actions, when we talk to people, when we educate one-on-one, to really more and more encourage people to join us in taking action, because that's so much a feature of what we're dealing with, is so many people knowing what's going on with 9/11, or at least having severe questions about it, but, you know, dealing with this thing, you know, it's this concept, oh, there's nothing I can do about it, or what can you do, or, you know, there's nothing anyone can do, and that's false. And every time we take action, we prove that false, and we provide hope. I think every time we're taking action, we need to, you know, we need to give people something to do. Because it's a lot of people, you know, and you'll agree, I know, because I hear this from everyone, everywhere, all around the world, is taking action. It's like, yes, I know. You know, that's a lot of the response you get from the public is, oh, I know about that. I know already. You know, well, what are you doing? Are you willing to do something about it? Here's something you can do.
Right, right. It's real important that as we, you know, Bilderberg's Hillary gets closer and closer to taking over the White House and being just the next, you know, false flag mama, we really need to let these people know that we're not going to let up. We realize that it's not about right and left. We realize that how big it goes, how high it goes, and what's really happening to our world and, you know, and our country. And
we'll be right back after this break.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
No, it doesn't add up. That story about 9/11, it just does not add up. The crime of the century that never had a criminal investigation, that has been used as the foundation, the fuel, for a fraudulent global war on terror. 1 million Iraqis dead. We're talking with Katie and Bruno from We Are Change Los Angeles. Honored to be joined by these great activists on today's show. What do you guys think about that? 1 million Iraqis dead. That's a conservative estimate. That's Iraqis who have died due to violent conflict since we invaded in 2003.
It's horrifying. It's shameful. It's in my name. It just makes me ill. And to think of all of those women and children and little boys, that the human trafficking that's going on through DynCorp and Halliburton. There are so many fights on so many different levels. It just to think about it, it's so overwhelming. And the only thing I can do is what I can do today, and that is get people down the rabbit hole, get people to start looking, and 9/11 Truth is the way I see to do it.
Well, we've got so many people in this country and all around the world who are against this global so-called war on terror, who are against the invasion, the occupation in Iraq, and obviously, you know, these blood-lusting warmongers obviously have their sights set on Iran. Hillary certainly does. I get the impression that she daydreams daily about nuking Iran. She says she will be the perfect person to handle the next false flag terrorist attack. We have millions of people around the world who are against this war, and we know that 9/11 Truth is the key to stopping these wars. So we just got to keep reaching out to these people and educating people about 9/11 and getting them to focus on the truth about the foundation of this war.
It's working too. The outreach is working. I mean, if anyone who was trying to tell people or realize that there is a difference now there's a big difference now between a year ago and today.
Well, we're smashing the taboo for one thing. It's like we're doing away with that taboo. If you just look at what we've done as this scrappy little grassroots movement that has scraped up from nothing. If you just look at what we've done over the last year, it's amazing. You know, and some of us who are involved in the fight every day, ongoing, it gets hard. It gets difficult to recognize the accomplishments and the real success that we've had. But we've had so much just over the year with nothing and up against these just incredible, seemingly insurmountable odds.
We have the truth. We have the truth.
It really helps when you've got the truth on your side.
Yeah, it really helps.
I mean, when you're fighting for a cause this just, it helps a lot. We're talking to Bruno and Katie from We Are Change Los Angeles, and we're also now we're going to be joined by another member of this great group, Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy,
hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey,
what's up, you all?
Hey.
Yes.
Good to hear y'all's voices on the radio.
So,
again, just over.
Oh, go for it, Jeremy.
Mike Gravel talking, and he has a lot of interesting ideas, and I asked him to articulate exposing the mechanism of false flag terrorism as the potential trim tab that could help, you know, turn this massive shit that we have, you know, headed towards an iceberg, and he evaded the question. So I can see how potent it is. Even the man who was willing to say military-industrial complex, you know, on the corporatist debates on live TV, still would not take on that mechanism. And so it's a very heavy task we still have ahead of us. But I think that you all, I heard y'all talking, saying we need to appreciate what we have already accomplished with the people. So I do think that's big.
Yeah. Well,
Gravel knows, man. He knows.
Everyone knows.
Well, all of these characters know, you know? All of them know. Ron Paul knows.
Yeah.
You know?
Even Bill Clinton, while he's shaking his fingers, saying, 9/11 was not an inside job. It's obvious he knows.
Yeah, and that's one thing I'm really glad to see these confrontations with these Democrats, too, because more and more we really need to get it through the heads of the general public that this is, you know, this isn't just all about the Bush administration. You know, this is very much about the Democrats, too, the Tweedledum side of the Tweedledee and Tweedledum equation that we've got going on in this country. And, you know, and I'm really glad to see, you know, Bill Clinton on record now for the second time explicitly stating it was not an inside job.
That's good. He's done it good.
You just keep saying that, Bill, because we've got you on record now. We've got you mocking people. You know,
yeah,
I mean, what is it, like three times now?
Don't you disagree with that tactic? I mean, when Bill Clinton was confronted, the crowd was against him. It makes the 9/11 truth movement look bad. And I said, no. Now we know where Bill Clinton stands. It's obvious now where he stands. If there was any doubt, now everyone knows he's part of the mechanism.
Yes, and he's such a liar. I mean, he might as well have been saying, I did not have sex with that woman.
Well, he did say, I mean, you know, and that's something we got to get together is just, you know, if someone beats me to it, that's a little, you know, thing that we need to get a little audio clip that's very easy to make, you know, just famous statements from Bill Clinton. I did not have sex with that woman. 9/11 is not an inside job.
Exactly. Exactly.
This is a famous liar we're talking about here, and now he's on record lying again multiple times. But, yeah, I mean, just these Democrats, and like you did with Henry Waxman, you know, these Democrats who are so a part of the cover-up, and I just think, you know, we've got to continue along that path, all of them. I mean, you know, the Democrats, the Republicans, anyone who's a part of this and covering it up, but really setting the stage, you know, and preparing to keep, not only to keep on going, but to really surge. I mean, when we hit this election, you know, what are they going to do? Are they going to install Hillary? It's kind of looking like that. We need to surge. You know, the day after this election, this phony election that's coming up, we need to show and just, you know, a showing of force like never before. So we really, really sink it in that we are not going away and that these people are not going to get away with this.
Right on, man.
True. And there's a lot of time between now and then, too, to begin to further build up the tension that exists out there of all the people that don't trust the whole entire thing. And I do think it's good to get people like Bill Clinton on record so we can begin to clarify the position. We can see who is down with the treason and the cover-up, and we can see who is attempting to, you know, speak the truth and pursue justice around it. And I do think that maybe there is a certain amount of people that where you reach a saturation point in terms of the amount of Americans that are have the mental and moral fortitude to actually deal with the facts without...
Well, I don't think we're anywhere near reaching that, though.
I think that's true. I think you're right. I don't think we're near reaching that. But I also think that with what we are, the people that we already have, there are possibilities of doing very precise, strategic, nonviolent actions that can further clarify and bring it into mainstream consciousness.
Indeed.
I want to make you think twice about maybe that we're not near reaching that. I think we're growing exponentially. And if you look at compared to a year ago to now, there's so many more people, and it's and the more people that are in the movement, the faster it grows. Because if everyone out there is trying to reach at least one person a day, I mean, that's not asking much, but one person. But if you can reach 10 people, I mean, it's growing that. And imagine everyone doing that. It's growing really fast. And when there's news like Bill Clinton on CNN making everyone aware that there is a 9/11 inside job movement out there.
Are you one of these inside job people?
Yeah.
Well, damn straight. And your wife's going to be hearing all about it. Your wife's not going to escape from this, man.
someone else said to me today that comment you just made, that quote from Bill Clinton, you're one of those inside job people, should be put next to a quote of someone saying, are you one of those black people? Are you one of those, you know, are you one of those other minorities that we should not be listening to?
Oh, so you've heard about us then, Bill.
Yeah.
Where did you hear about us? Maybe he was watching Bill Maher. When you guys went in there. All right, we'll be talking about some more of the great actions of We Are Change LA on the other side of this break on Truth Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio, broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. This is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. We're growing a truth revolution. My name is Cosmos, I'm your host, and I'm pleased to be talking with three fine activists from We Are Change, Los Angeles. We've got Bruno and Katie and Jeremy here with us. Thanks for joining us on the show, guys.
Glad to be here.
Yes, We Are Change LA. Right before the break, I made a reference to the Bill Maher live taping that you guys so beautifully disrupted, about 2 months ago?
I think so. Actually, it was about 3 months ago.
About 3 months ago. Yeah, well...
He's the big hero of that one. He was the first one to stand up and make some noise and get himself ejected.
Yeah, he got a knee in the back, little Randy.
Yeah.
Randy was on the show talking about it right after that event. Well, that was kind of like you guys made a big national splash with that one and just baited Bill Maher into displaying his not-so-crypto-fascist tendencies.
Yeah.
You know, and this was, immediately, this was just right after that guy was tased in...
In Florida, right?
Wherever the hell it was, just asking a question of John Kerry and just... You know, so immediately after that, and then seeing Bill Maher's response to some people, and his audience.
Yeah.
Who are sick of his gatekeeping and blockading, you know, Mr. Politically Incorrect, you know, who will broach any topic, you know, but is obviously living in fear of having a civil discussion about 9/11.
He went after us. He went after truthers, saying that we...
Yeah, he started this fight. He started this fight. He said that the people, you know, talking about Building 7, you know, 47-story steel skyscraper that comes to the ground in 6.6 seconds, that anyone who has questions about that needs to be on medication. You know, just like this David Frum, what a weak line. He started it. He picked this fight. And you guys, that's, you know, another great thing you guys did is that video, that response to Bill Maher, which now, and people had, you know, of course, you know, there's always, you know, people always have a problem with people getting loud in places. And, you know, some people to this day, you know, this, your Bill Maher action, but so much publicity came out of that, and it wasn't all bad publicity either. I mean, I think one of the most positive, balanced and informative pieces that I've seen on corporate news, I believe it was CNN, came out of that provocation.
Jeannie Moss.
She did a great story on it, and she showed Building 7 coming down about three different times, and then she showed 9/11truth.org, 9/11mysteries, all these key words, and they showed the controlled demolitions, you know, comparing the Twin Towers to controlled demolitions, and showed Katie flicking, giving the finger to Bill.
It was awesome. It was awesome. In fact, I need to watch that again soon, just because that is so encouraging, and that all came out of just, you know, what you guys stirred up by being willing to stand up and do a little disruption there.
Even if it was all negative, which it wasn't, there was a lot of positive stuff that came out of it. But just to have that many more people hear the words, Building 7, World Trade Center 7, just, you know, driving that simple little smoking gun home to people who had never heard of it before. How many more millions of people know about Building 7 as a result of a few people standing up and screaming it on live television? It was worth it. It was worth it if it was only negative attention.
And it gave people also a chance to talk about it for a week without having to feel like a cretin, you know, near the water cooler. You could say, oh, did you see that conversation? What do you think about those people? Have you looked at those videos? And because that's what we're really about, is to open up dialogue. And this is, like I've always said, the truth squad of all sorts is the opposite of the death squad, in that it's supposed to enliven conversation and open up political discourse and people speaking to each other, rather than shut it down and silence it, like Bill Maher and Bill O'Reilly and Michael Sherman, all of these people. So I think inserting ourselves into the public discourse, you know, and of course, there's always going to be people that say that we're lunatics. Even when the treason trial starts, people are going to be in denial. But, you know, we got to keep on pressing.
And look at what we've done. We're, like I said, you know, we came up from nothing. You know, this isn't, you know, it's just people, as grassroots as you can get, this 9/11 truth movement, and just up against, I mean, this monolithic corporate media, who is just so obviously scared to deal with this topic in a rational, even-handed, civil manner, and we've forced them to acknowledge us, and we keep forcing them over and over again. And they're still, you know, trying to fall back on their crutches of ridicule and slander and smearing and obscuring the real solid issues, the multitude of solid issues that we have with with the official story of 9/11, not to mention, you know, the family members who are demanding some real answers and have been for years.
The first responders who are just dying in droves and sick, and we're talking, what was the phrase, Jeremy? Molecularly disassociated concrete and glass in these people's lungs. You don't get that from a gravity collapse. These people are dying because those buildings were blown up.
Yeah,
very true.
And I do want to go back to the Bill Maher event and let everyone be aware that when that, right after that, even for a couple months after that, it created a psychological disruption in most people, so that when they see someone on the street handing out information about 9/11, they take it. They want to know more. It created something, a rift in their reality. And then what is it? A curiosity. And so it just creates that opportunity for them to be more receptive to information. They want to know more. And that's why people should, even if the crowd around you is like booing you for disrupting or for asking these questions and trying to make you into the bad guy, do it. Videotape it. Make people, because every time we do that, every truth squad really affects the public psyche and allows them to be more receptive and actually reach out for this information. They want to know what this is about.
So true. I mean, because the power of the 11th day of every month campaign is that after an event like a Bill Maher, there's this global network, a national network, too, of activists. Because part of what we really need to do and what the 11th campaign does so well is turn people from 9/11 truthers into 9/11 activists for justice. And there's a network out there to support you. Because I was thinking of my experience at the outside of the debate on Thursday, and this woman came up to me, a really nice African woman, older woman, who said, yeah, I know 9/11 was an inside job, but this is why I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton. And she articulated why she was less criminal than Barack Obama. So my feeling is that we need to be able to...
Cynthia McKinney.
Yes.
Cynthia McKinney, please.
Yes. Well, Cynthia McKinney, the only person out of the United States government who has ever done anything for 9/11 truth. And she's been doing it since early 2002, just months after this event. I mean, she was out there and took all the heat for it. Who knew what when? She was asking in early 2002. The only one with the, I guess you'd say, ovaries to stand up to Donald Rumsfeld and say, yo, buddy, what about this $2.3 trillion that you announced is missing from the Pentagon on September 10th, 2001, that was being looked into by the accounting office at the Pentagon that was blown up on September 11th, the next day. She asked him about the war games, and she also asked him about that DynCorp slavery ring.
Right,
DynCorp.
And she's still talking about it now. Just the other day, an activist, I believe from Student Scholars from 9/11 Truth said, you're explosive, Cynthia. And she's like, not as explosive as WTC7.
All right. Yeah. All right, Cynthia.
Yeah, so there's like an actual politician, as incredible as it is to say, who's not willing to stand up. Whoa, are we really at the end of the show?
No.
What's going on here?
Wow.
All right. Well,
glad you had us on, Cosmos. It's fantastic, man. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining me on the show. I can't wait to see you guys down there next week in San Diego. California Convergence. If you're in California, if you're in Arizona, if you're in Nevada, check out wearechangela.org for information about the California Convergence that's taking place on February 10th. And join us wherever you are for action. The one-year anniversary of the campaign on February 11th, 2008. Check out truthaction.org. Find action networks wherever you are. If you don't see one in your location, start one. That's how these groups get started now, taking action.